Even in his early days making paintings, Joseph Pearson understood there was no place in and around Gulfport, Mississippi for black artists.
There were no artists that I knew in the neighborhood who were doing anything. If there were, of course, they would have been white artists and we wouldn't have had contact because of, segregation.
Pearson emerged from the 1960s of the Deep South with two compulsions: learn from black artists and make paintings addressing racial injustice.
I found books, and every book I could get hands on, I looked for artists primarily who looked like me.
After training his hand by mimicking fashion illustrations in the Sears Roebuck catalog, Pearson discovered expression through revered if unheralded black artists such as Charles White and Huey Lee Smith, along with the photography of Gordon Parks. Inspired by photos in Life magazine, Pearson painted images addressing America's war in Vietnam.
My knowledge, one, came from reading about these artists, especially the artists of the WPA, most of whom were social realists. That is, they believed in using the power of art to affect change. I saw a parallel between what was going on when I was growing up. I want to use my art the way they use theirs to try and make a difference.
Pearson moved from New Orleans to Asheville in 2015. His wife is from the city. And today, at age 74, he's still prolific. He's contributed work to 15 solo and group shows and murals locally since moving to Asheville. A wide body of recent paintings is on view through March 12th at Upstairs Art Space in Tryon. It's a stark contrast, Pearson said, from his experiences a half century earlier along Mississippi's Gulf Coast.
When I was looking into galleries, I found that galleries weren't particularly looking at me, owing to the nature of my work, social, political, so it didn't quite fit into what they felt was sale. And eventually I just came to the conclusion, you know what? Forget galleries.
In Mississippi and later in New Orleans, Pearson painted murals from public art commissions and created art programs for women's shelters and after-school initiatives. His own studio practice, though, languished until a visit from an artist friend.
Ben, just take a quick look around. Less than a minute, looked at the work, and then he says, "Where are you?" I knew exactly what he meant. It was all superficial crap. I did it just to try to make money. None of it sold. And you know what? That really hit home, and I decided, you know what? I'm not doing that. I paint my heart. I paint what means something to me.
Pearson's paintings aren't revolutionary fireballs. Rather, they're quiet, intimate portraits of daily life in Black America. They often spotlight a single figure against backdrops of hyperreal color dotted with symbolism, reflecting both despair and resilience.
The passion is still pretty much the same. The vision is still the same. That is, using art as an effort to affect change, to make a difference, to voice my opinion, to be a voice for the voiceless. Some folks say art imitates life. I say there's no separation. Art is life.
Pearson's next project is an ambitious one. Women of Distinction is an exhibition and homage to Pearson's last living aunt. The exhibition opens March 20th at Delta House in Asheville and moves to other venues well into the summer. I'm Matt Pikin, BPR News.